this is news director Larissa Donovan continuing my, that doesn't seem to end, series of candidate interviews. This time it's with Linda Lemmer, who's running for Bemidji City Council at large. I got all that right, right?
Correct, yes.
All right, and I know you've been active in the community for quite some time, but maybe for those who don't know you, maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself, such as how long you've lived in Bemidji.
Well, I was born and raised in Bemidji, attended Bemidji High School, Bemidji State University, worked at the Bemidji City Liquor Store for a few years, and then I started working with the state of Minnesota, which had me moving to several communities, although I was usually home every weekend. So I've been a property owner and a taxpayer in Bemidji for over 50 years.
And what ward do you live in?
I live in Ward 4, but as you know, the at-large position on the city council covers all of the wards.
Right, right. And what other activities have you been involved with here in Bemidji?
Okay, over the course of many years since I retired in 2004, I've helped at the food shelf. I've delivered Meals on Wheels. I was on the board of directors of Beltrami County Historical Society. I volunteer at my church. I've been an election judge. I've attended Bemidji Day at the Capitol, which is quite interesting. And near and dear to my heart, I've been on the committee of Old Bemidji High School Remembered.
And what does Old Bemidji High School Remembered do?
Old Bemidji High School Remembered is a group of alumni who salvaged one entryway of the Old Bemidji High School. And we've had it in storage for 12 years. And it is now at the new high school, where it will be reassembled as a memorial to the old school and a connective historically for the new school and the old school, so that people can bring their parents out and say, okay, you walk through those doors and I walk through these doors, but we're still Bemidji High School graduates.
All right. Well, I know this isn't your first special election campaign, is it, though, Linda?
No.
I think you were in the Ward 4 one, which seems eons ago, but it wasn't that long ago.
Correct. I started out, of course, running for an at-large and lost to Jim Thompson. And then I ran in Ward 4 and lost to a psychiatrist. I can't remember his name.
You know, and I can't either. It's escaping me right now. I'll have to look through my
and
notes.
And when he left in with an open term, so then I tried to be interviewed for, to be appointed for the rest of his term, and that was when they chose Mr. Lehman. However, during that interview, there were several other people who interviewed, one of which was Emily Rivera. And when the next opening for Ward 4 came on and I applied, I paid to be in that race. But when Emily also got into the race, I withdrew to support her because I thought she would be a very dynamic counselor.
All right. So what made you want to run for council this time?
Well, I keep paying attention to little things, and sometimes I don't think the council is answering the questions correctly or listening to voices that maybe are at whispers. Those of us in certain neighborhoods feel like we're not always listened to. And I thought here was another opportunity to maybe get a voice in there that hadn't been listened to before.
All right. Well,
my next... Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Well, my next question is on the city's taxable land. Some may call it an issue, but, you know, it's another part of being a regional center on the other hand. But, like, half the city is, about half, is non-taxable land and properties. So some feel there's a significant burden to operate the city on the remaining city property taxpayers. What solutions have you thought of that might solve this problem?
Well, you know, sometimes people have a problem that is not solvable. And when 50% of your area is not taxable and probably will never be taxable, the options are to make the territory bigger or to figure out ways to compensate economically. When you know your income is at a set limit, you know that you don't go and buy brand new cars and brand new snowmobiles and brand new skidoos. You, if you're going to indulge in those pleasures, you look for good used ones. Now, the city has talked about several times increasing the city's sales tax and also applying more of a hospitality tax. Those are some remedies, some of which are only focused on taking the burden of the Sanford Center off of the taxpayers. And of course, I think one intent of the new liquor store was to get more liquor revenue coming into the city, and the liquor revenue has paid for a great deal in Bemidji.
All right. And as a second part of that question, you know, the Sanford Event Center has some significant expenses and costs associated with it. Do you support a hospitality or another special use sales tax to relieve some of that burden, especially for those costs?
Well, it's easy for me to say that I support it, but I'm also wanting to be a representative of more than myself. You know, so I can say a hospitality tax isn't going to impact me personally a great deal because I don't want to eat out a whole lot. And a sales tax, if they keep it on clothing and not on foodstuffs, I think has a lesser impact on indigent people. When one doesn't have a lot of money and one has to pay more for food, then something else might not be able to be paid for. So when I look at it from my personal point of view, I can agree with it as long as the sales tax is not applied to food. However, if part of my constituency is hotel owners and other people who will be buying not groceries because that's non-taxable, but clothing and school items, then I have to say how much of a negative impact, how much of a financial impact would increasing the sales tax have on somebody with five kids going to school?
Okay. My next question's a pretty hot-button issue for folks here in Bemidji. The Highway 197 Business Corridor. MnDOT is planning to work on that stretch of highway, and there is a committee in place to discuss those plans. But what do you think should happen along that stretch of highway to improve safety?
Well, I haven't logged into my memory bank which corners. There are a couple of corners in Bemidji that circle drives or roundabouts, I think is what we're calling our local ones, would be a positive. But I worry about being able to turn into businesses on both sides of the highway. And I take Baxter as an example. They didn't use roundabouts, but they made the turns few and far between. So it's like, if I need to get to a business on the left side of the highway when I'm going west and I want to go to something on the south, how far do I have to drive in order to get back to their driveway? I understand the hazards of having turn lanes in between four lanes of highways, but I'm not sure frequent roundabouts alleviate a lot of that either. So I need to do research on which corners they're thinking about before I advocate or oppose.
All right. My next question is on the city's water system. The drinking water system needs an expensive fix, and without legislative bonding dollars or a new sales tax, that burden will likely fall to utility ratepayers. And an expansion of the wastewater treatment facility is probably on the way as well. What are your thoughts on projects around water and possible funding solutions?
Okay, I'm going to jump in and do the wastewater one first.
Sure.
Larissa, I grew up just a couple blocks away from the wastewater treatment plant, and the aroma when the wind was right was terrible. So when they expanded the monies to make that a state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant, it improved the quality of our life immensely. Now, I understand with annexation that it needs to be even bigger. I'm not sure that having it even bigger on the waterfront is a great idea, but I don't know how they would connect a second wastewater treatment plant. So I think we need to have state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant because we are impacting every city the Mississippi goes through. Now, going to well water, I grew up with wonderfully tasting well water, and not everybody was that fortunate. And it's unfortunate that the required safety programs of the Bemidji Fire Department contaminated our well waters. So the option is to dig more wells or to get a water treatment plant. It costs money either way, but knowing that there are further contaminants being put into the ground every day, I think the city does need to spend the money to get a good water treatment facility. And I also think it behooves them to move forward to do it as quickly as possible, hoping that the legislature will finally get around to approving that bonding bill.
Right.
And whether it happens in September this year or if it happens next year, the health of the citizens of Bemidji cannot wait if it has to fall on the residents of Bemidji for a while. It needs to be done because health overcomes financial concerns, in my opinion.
All right. Well, my next question, recent events in the city and the state have highlighted the issues of racism and distrust of the government. What would you do as a council member to improve race relations and trust?
Well, I guess I have sat in on the beginning of the community racial injustice and equity committees. I was listening in to the WebEx and to the phone-in contributors. I was totally amazed at the way the community was getting in on this and proffering beautiful suggestions. And what that needs now is follow-through. It needs action on behalf of the council. We have the input. It shows that there is a definite need for these committees to be created and to get people on them and working. So the start is there, and it was a very wonderful start, in my opinion. So I'm hoping, if I'm on the council, that we will do the follow-through and get those committees made up and then listen to the recommendations of those committees.
All right. My last question is on COVID-19. What do you think the city council's role should be in public health emergencies such as this?
Okay. It's really quite interesting going into businesses that says masks because of the mayor's decision, when the mayor was only 12 hours ahead of the governor's decision. I think it's important that people think about how they impact other people. I think the masks is not too big a burden for people to do, to wear a mask. They wear masks all winter. Well, most people wear masks in the winter. So, yes, it's a little difficult for persons to hear, and it's a little difficult to make sure you're understanding what the person is saying. But I think the health of the community is a little more important than a little discomfort on my part. I was really pleased to see that the city allowed businesses to put tables in the parking areas so that restaurants could have space to sit people safely. So I think what the current council did, although not maybe as quickly as it could have, I think it was sufficient to the needs of Bemidji.
All right. Well, Linda, that takes care of all my prepared questions. Is there anything else that you think voters should know about you before we wrap this up?
Well, I hope that there are enough people in Bemidji who know that I am easily contacted, that I will listen to their concerns, that even though I form my own opinions, if people give me enough information to show me that I have formed an incorrect opinion, I'm willing to change my mind. I don't think my ego is so big that people telling me I'm wrong is going to impact me negatively. I've been wrong before.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Linda Lummer, for Bemidji Councilor at Large.